Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The question of whether Tata Sons, the group's powerful holding company, should go public or remain private has become a key bone of contention, with some trustees opposing the move, while others open to considering it, report Deboshi Chucky and Pavan Burugula. Tata Sons' listing may alter the balance of power that has long shaped the conglomerate's governance. Apple is cracking down hard on grey market exports of iPhones from India. The tech giant's Indian distributors have launched an aggressive crackdown on retailers activating iPhones with foreign SIM cards, as the latest iPhone 17 models have virtually vanished from Indian shelves due to bulk diversion to high-margin markets such as Africa, the Middle East, and Southeast Asia. The centre's new labour codes have triggered a wave of adjustments across industries. Pavan Burugula reports that restructuring of salaries to ensure basic pay is 50% of total wages, along with provisions for free annual health checkups and enhanced safety measures, will lead to higher costs for companies. Aishwarya Nair highlights that smaller textile firms are bracing for a heavier compliance burden under the new rules, with concerns rising that the reforms could accelerate the consolidation trend in the sector. Ashish Mishra reports that property developers are estimating a 5 to 12% increase in labor costs and delays in project delivery due to increased compliance requirements. Meanwhile, Adrija Chatterjee and Priyansh Verma point out that the EPF Act continues to operate outside the new code on social security, even as the center has notified all other major provisions of the revamped labor law. The Indian currency found some stability after the RBI stepped in on Monday. The rupee strengthened by 17 pays to 89.24 against the dollar after hitting a record low of 89.49 amid foreign investor outflows and uncertainty over trade deals. Meanwhile, Zoya Springweller reports that the rupee's weakness is triggering short-term risk-off sentiment in equities, pressuring import-heavy sectors while boosting exporters. India's economy is showing signs of resilience. According to a Money Control poll of 11 economists by Ishan Gera, the economy likely expanded 7.3% in the September quarter, supported by a low base, stronger Kharif activity, and firmer rural demand, with economists expecting 6.9% GDP growth in FY26. Meanwhile, the government is closely monitoring e-commerce platforms for compliance with dark pattern guidelines. Adrija Chatterjee and Tusha Goyenka report that Amazon has yet to submit a self-declaration of compliance, despite 26 leading platforms having completed the process, and the government may consider punitive action if consumer complaints persist. In a surprise move, State Bank of India has invested in a startup. Chandra R. Srikanth and Tushar Goyenka report that SBI is investing in logistics startup Rippler as part of a 400 crore rupee funding round, a rare move by the country's largest lender. And finally, India bade farewell to one of its greatest screen icons. Dharmendra, the He-Man of Bollywood, died at 89. Vaishnavi Gwanka reflects on a career that spanned more than 300 films and generations of fans. Yasa Usman, author of Guru Dutt, An Unfinished Story, writes that the Bollywood superstar navigated changing eras and stood unshaken alongside other icons such as Rajesh Khanna and Amitabh Bachchan, leaving an indelible mark on Indian cinema. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.